Praise be Jesus and Mary. Benedict XVI, in his very first encyclical, wrote, "Love can be commanded because it has first been given." Today's gospel, our Lord, as we heard in today's gospel, gives us the new commandment of love in a very specific context, that of the Last Supper, where he gives us the new and eternal covenant, where he gives us himself in the Eucharist. Love can be commanded because it has first been given. The commandments of God are a gift from God because they lead us to true and authentic freedom. But to see them as such, we have to see them within their context. What is the proper context of the commandments? Short answer, the covenant. That sacred bond that God wanted to establish and established with his people, and that sacred bond that he desires to establish within each and every soul. This is the proper context. Now think about the Ten Commandments, for example. What is their proper context, historical context? The Exodus. Now, before God gives on Mount Sinai, before God gives Moses the Ten Commandments, what does he do? He first recalls the love he has for his people. He says, "I am the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery." And only after establishing this does he give the Ten Commandments. The commandments, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, comes in the second place. They express the implications of belonging to God. They express the implications of the covenant. Now, what does this mean? It means that the moral life is fundamentally a response to God's loving initiative. Love can be commanded because it has first been given. And this has its fullest meaning in the new commandment of love and in the new and eternal covenant that Christ establishes in the Eucharist. Definitely, the bar is high. The bar is high. But we should never be discouraged because, as St. Augustine says, God never commands the impossible. But in commanding, he exhorts us to do what we can do and to ask for that which we are unable to do. To do what we can do and to ask for that that we cannot do. And all this happens in the Eucharist, where the love of God is sacramentally perpetuated in the Eucharist, where the Sacred Heart of Jesus continues to beat for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.